Hi, guys. Good morning. Like Robbie said, I'm Stephanie, for those of you who don't know me. And this summer, I had the opportunity to go to LT on beautiful Lake George in the Adirondack Mountains at Silver Bay YMCA. And this is a 10-week leadership training program. And I had friends who have been in the past, and all of them had just told me about how God had moved in their lives. And I was like, God, are you going to do something in me this summer? And so I went in not really expecting much, but silly me, God blew me away with the things that he showed me, which made it really hard for me to decide what to tell you guys about, because there's so many great things that he taught me this summer. But I think what I'm going to focus on is how he kind of transformed my fear of failure into kind of falling into his faithfulness. So I've kind of always been a perfectionist. I've always been afraid of failure. I don't do things if I may fail in them. I just don't. And so this summer, I kind of just got a renewed sense of the gospel. And God taught me that when he died on the cross and he said that it is finished, that means that I can strive ceasing. That means that I no longer have to be perfect. I no longer have to do things through my own strength. And so the way that he taught me this was, first I'm going to give you guys a verse that kind of got me through this summer. 2 Corinthians 12:9, he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me." And so kind of because of this, I was able to see that failing is not a bad thing, but what it does is it allows God to move in us. God is able to just do immeasurably things through us by kind of letting go of control. And so some of the things this summer that he did in me, when I let go of control and stopped fearing failure, was I stopped being safe in prayer. And because of this, I prayed some bold things. And I always like to pray bold things. And then again, I get afraid because I'm like, oh God, are you going to do this? But he was so sweet and so faithful by just answering little things over and over again, building up that trust between us, allowing me to see his faithfulness. And throughout the summer, he just did so many great things. One of the coolest things that I think he did, when I said, God, I cannot do this on my own. I said, Lord, give me things that are not in my power. Give me things that I can't answer. And so I worked at the front desk there, and a lot of people ended up asking me very deep theological questions and things like that that I really didn't know the answers to. And past me would have been like, oh, I definitely want to just kind of come up with something that sounds right, but humbling myself and just being like, guys, I don't know, being able to go back and look in the Word and allow God to teach me new things. And even sometimes the coolest things were that because I humbled myself, God just spoke through me. The things that he said through me were not of my own, but because of him. And so I just really urge you guys to live fearlessly for Christ, because he wants to show you his faithfulness. And if you guys have any questions about LT, this is only one very, very small thing that the Lord has done in my life through that experience. And I'd be happy to talk to you guys about the experience there and what God has done in my life through it. But now we're going to hear from Robbie.